This is an NUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines in this hour. 100 days on, Prof Sangqa charts NUT vision forward and a third suspect arrested in Kruger National Park murder case. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. MET stakeholders and staff gathered at Anniversary Lane yesterday to mark 100 days in office for Professor Rashila Sangqa, Interim Vice Chancellor and Principal of Mangosuthu University of Technology. The event reflected on a period characterized by purposeful leadership, enhanced stakeholder engagement and an institutional renewal. The attendees noted early advances towards the Ignite 2030 vision during the commemoration. The gathering also reviewed progress achieved to date and outlined the strategic direction for the university's future development. In other news, a third suspect in last month's Kruger National Park double murder has been arrested in Zimbabwe. The 26-year-old Mozambican national had fled across the border after two other suspects were captured in Mozambique earlier this month, where victims' vehicles was also recovered. Acting SAPS National Commissioner Buleng Dimpane praised the seamless regional cooperation between SAPS, SANParks, Mozambican Criminal Investigation Directorate and the Zimbabwe Republic Police. At a Chiefs of Police meeting in Malawi, she stated that the arrest proves criminals cannot escape justice by crossing borders. SANParks described the incident as the first of its kind in 100 years.
So far we do understand, Criselda, that the next of kin of the tourist, they've been informed about this particular tragedy, and the members of SAPS are really hard at work, given the very gravity of this particular tragedy. But joining us now is the spokesperson of the Kruger. I mean, this is quite a very rare incident, but a very serious one, given the very significance of this national park, not only in South Africa, but this is a world-renowned Kruger National Park.
And finally, Shakira headlined the 2026 FIFA World Cup opening ceremony in Mexico City on Thursday, performing the official song Day Day with the Burna Boy. But online attention quickly turned to speculation over her identity. Social media users questioned whether the Colombian star was actually on stage, citing differences in height and appearances as clips circulated on X. Fans dismissed the theories, pointing to her forehead scar, teeth, and platform sneakers as clear identifiers. This debate overshadowed what was meant to be the standout moment of the ceremony. All the tears and the pain. You've been there through it all, looking through it all, just do it again. Now you get to believe, I believe, because you know what it takes to believe in my dream. In your money markets this morning, the precious metals advanced, with gold at $4,238.80 per troy ounce, up 3.03%, while platinum spot was at $1,720.74 per troy ounce, up 0.03%. Brent crude reached $87.33 per barrel, up 3.37%. Higher oil prices continue to pressure local fuel cost. The current pump prices for 95 unleaded are 28 rand and 6 cents per liter inland, including Gauteng, and 27 rand 19 cents at the coastal areas. For 93 unleaded, prices stand at 27 rand 95 cents per liter inland and 26 rand 54 cents at the coast. The rand traded at 16 rand 29 cents to the US dollars, with euros at 18 rand 84 cents and the Japanese yen at 0.10. A recap of the top stories this hour. 100 days on, Prof Songa charts MET's vision forward and the third suspect arrested in Kruger National Park murder case. That is all for me this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 10 o'clock for MET Radio News. I am Kagazile Shinga.
This is an MET Radio podcast.